Epilogue. Aboard the Alpha, Omegon walked to his shared chamber without thought, his feet guiding him through the corridors and levels without conscious effort. He knew that Horus had accepted the gene data, which left him with just one more loose end to tie up. Entering the quarters, Omegon was immediately confronted by Athithitir, the alien's enviro-globe bobbing around in agitation.
I sense that you are being duplicitous.
Your sense is annoyingly correct, said Omegon, sitting on the bunk so that his face was level with the gas-filled sphere.
It is unwise to pass on the Primarch genetic material to Horus. It will alter the balance of power in his favour. You risk giving victory to the primordial annihilator.
Then it is fortunate that the data we handed over is flawed, said Omegon. Fabius will never perfect the technology. The servants of the primordial annihilator will expend countless lives and endless hours in the pursuit of the impossible.
I sense that you are feeling proud of this conclusion. You are hiding something from me.
Your empathic ability is becoming tiresome, said Omegon. We no longer need an envoy from the Cabal. We are capable of determining our own fate from now on.
That is not an option. The Cabal must steer this war to the correct conclusion. To do otherwise risks victory for the primordial annihilator. You are being disobedient.
We do that a lot, said Omegon. He stood up and grabbed the globe in one gauntleted hand. Anti-grav motors gave out a high-pitched whine as the sphere struggled against the Primarch's grip.
This vessel is impervious to you and your weapons. Your attempt to harm or threaten me is pointless.
I'm not going to hurt you at all, my gas-filled friend, said Omegon. He walked to the doorway and keyed open the lock. Leaving his quarters, the Primarch headed for the closest conveyor. Athithitir screeched all the way as they rode the elevator down to the docking levels, but Omegon had already issued orders to ensure there was no other soul along their route. The area around Dock 4 was empty. Passing through the armored door, Omegon walked between the secured Thunderhawks lined up on each side of the flight deck.
I do not understand your intent. Your behavior is unacceptable.
I'm simply taking you to your ship, said Omegon, letting go of the globe. Athithitir floated up out of reach, ranting unintelligible curses at the Primarch.
I do not detect my ship.
I'm sure it will be here, said Omegon. He walked back towards the doors. Maybe in a century or two. Sealing the doorway behind him, Omegon opened a communications frequency.
Dock 4 Control, this is your Primarch. Open inner and outer doors immediately. Full atmospheric cleanse.
Affirmative, Lord, came the reply.
Warning sirens blared while Omegon imagined the huge armoured portal shielding the flight deck opening, revealing the field of stars outside. The air would blow out like a hurricane, taking the intrusive little alien with it. Content that his task was complete, he headed back to his quarters. There was still a lot more to be done. With the gene tech secured in the Alpha's vaults, in time his warriors would truly be legion.
Deliverance Lost was written by Gav Thorpe and read by Gareth Armstrong. Produced by Heavy Entertainment for Black Library. This recording is copyrighted by Games Workshop Limited, 2011. All rights reserved.